You're listening to Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle, a podcast on leadership, creativity, and building great churches. You can find Kelly online at kellystickle.com.
Hi, Victory Nation. Welcome to Inside My Victory, a podcast about the church, leadership, and creativity. I'm Pastor Gene.
And I'm Pastor Kelly, and you can follow along with the notes we provided for you at my website, kellystickle.com.
And if you have questions you'd like us to answer or subject matter you'd like us to really dig into, please email us at leadership@myvictory.ca.
Yeah, please take advantage of this. If you have questions that would be specific to your situation and would love us to take it on, we would love to do that for you. You can email us again at leadership@myvictory.ca.
Absolutely. How are you, Pastor Kelly?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I love summer.
I do too.
So nice.
It feels a little bit more like summer every day.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Great.
Hey, last month in the all staff meeting, you taught on 10 things that you saw the church I see is the theme.
Yeah.
And so it's things like more Starbucks, less Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I was in Mexico. I don't know. No, it was more. The first one you talked about was more community and less event. And that is pretty radical. You talked about it being more living room than front porch.
Right.
So dig into that.
Yeah. Well, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read a lot of books. I pay attention to music and what's going out there. And I've noticed over the last 5 to 6 months that there's a lot of leaders and pastors talking about or sensing a shift in the church and kind of identifying where things are headed in the future. And I've started to take a lot of notes and pay attention to a lot of those things, and then started writing a lot of these things down and saying, okay, well, what do I sense? What is coming? Because I'd prefer to be on the front end of change rather
yes.
than, you know, playing catch up. And I think the church is notorious for being second.
Coming late to the party.
You know, and I'd like to be on the front of that. So if God is doing something unique, you know, Revelation says, to him who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I'd like to have that ear to hear, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to the churches? Where are you taking us to? So, yeah, I started writing down and came up with 10 things where I see some of the things shifting in the future. I could be right, I could be wrong, but things that I'm sensing, and I think that things that are confirmed by a lot of other leaders as well. So the first one being more community, less event. It really is about, you know, the church today is really event focused. We have our weekly event, our Sunday morning service, or whatever weekly service churches have now. But we have, you know, the 1 hour, the 2 hour, you know, time slot in a year where in a week where we, you know, we have that event, and everything is driven to that event. And all of the staffing, it goes towards that event. All of the preparation goes towards that event. All of the finances go toward that event. And I think there's going to be a shift, and I think there needs to be a shift, that is less focused on that weekly event and more focused on the other 167 hours in a week, and in particular, the community part of this thing. And
Do you think that we're more equipped to do that today than we were in the past?
I definitely think we are. I think there's tools at our disposal today that allows us to reach and minister to people, you know, in their homes, you know, with social media, mm-hmm. with other media events, other media, you know, technologies and things that we can reach into people where people are at in different ways. And I think that those shifts have really, I think, are benefiting or are tools that the church really needs to take advantage of to be able to meet people where they're at. But if you think about Jesus's ministry, Jesus never, saw somebody who was sick or, you know, saw somebody who needed a teaching and said, hey, you should come to my next event.
Here's a flyer.
Here's a flyer. I'm preaching at the synagogue on Saturday. You should come and check it out.
You just got to be there. It's got to be awesome.
Yeah. Jesus never ministered like that. He ministered to people right where they were at in the moment. He taught, you know, not just on Saturdays at the synagogue. He taught, anywhere on a hillside, you know, on the street corner, wherever, you know, in you know, a Pharisee's house and wherever he could go, a tax collector's house. He taught wherever and whenever. And I think we need to, as a church, need to be more, you know, thinking that way, that we, hey, how do we, you know, deliver the gospel more than just as an event?
I think, and as you talk about that, it's going to pull more people into ministry, because then the event focused or the performance focused mentality,
yeah,
then you're using talent, as we always say, when we limit talent.
Right.
Talent is just, you know, singing or whatever. But this whole concept, I think, pulls a larger mass of the congregation into day by day.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's right. Like, I think the last move of God or the next move of God, depending on your end time theology, but I think that that it's going to be an All Saints move, right? So, and I think the church was never meant to be a spectator sport. It was never meant to have, you know, a few of what we'd call the talented players, the stars on the field, and everybody in the stands watching and cheering them on. And the church, the Western church in particular, has really shifted to that, where, you know, it's you know, one guy preaching the gospel. Or girl, it's one team of musicians with talented that have their role to play. You know, we might have others that, hey, you can come and help the event, but we're not equipped to.
It's more about that team of people that we see on stage, or it's about what they do, rather than what those people in the seats really are. You know,
right. And you know, the level of talent that is there determines the number of people we reach. And the church was never designed to be that way. The church was never designed to be, you know, a facility. It was never designed to be an event. We're meant to be the church and to get into the community and to reach and to teach.
I can hear people listening to this podcast and, like, you hear screeching tires, like, what? So what is the, how do you make that paradigm shift in leaderships and in their mindsets, either pastors or those that have been leading in other areas of the church, to refocus everything in this direction?
Well, I think it is a paradigm shift. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not one, you know, key thing. We're going to change this. We're going to cancel the event. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all. I think we just need to have the conversation. And I think as a staff, and this is why we talked about it at our staff meeting, I think as a staff, we need to be aware of the other 167 hours a week. We need to highlight the fact and look at our weeks and saying, okay, all of our time is being dedicated to that 1 hour a week. All of our resources are being dedicated to that 1 hour a week. And we do a good job at that. However, what can we do and how do we shift our thinking and how do we highlight the other 167 hours? Are there ways that we can be more effective? And I think each department, each minister, each member of the staff and the volunteer team and the church as a whole, if we can just start having these discussions and saying, okay, if this is where the shift is, then let's begin thinking about that and talking about that and creating ideas. And that's what I'd really encourage, you know, pastors and leaders to do, is just highlight this and begin the discussion and saying, okay, well, what else could we do and how else could we do it? And how do we put less emphasis? And I'm not saying, you know, when I made the statement, I said, this is why these statements are more this and less that. I'm not saying, you know, it's
eliminate.
All this and eliminate that. Yeah, I'm not saying that at all.
That's a good point.
I'm saying, hey, let's put more emphasis on the community conversations, the relationship that happens weekly, and less on the event. And what would, you know, if we put all of our focus on the event, I think we're missing some vital, vital opportunities.
And it's all a part of the same mission.
It really
pushes the mission forward and broader, I think, too.
Absolutely. Well, and our mission, again, is to reach every available person. So in order to reach every available person, we need to equip every available person.
Yes.
Right? So, you know,
and every available time, because it's not just a Sunday morning thing.
It's not just the 1 hour, right? So, and by every available means. So that's going to be, you know, all the skills, like you said, all the talents, everybody in the church coming forward and saying, man, this is a mean. So in my workplace, how do I equip my people to work in that?
And everyone's responsible for the gospel of Jesus Christ, not by creating a place,
right,
but a broadening this movement
yes.
that is the church.
And that really is the power of it, is right, is creating a movement, not a location.
Yeah.
But let's create a movement.
We just totally changed our closing.
We totally did. But it worked.
It did.
That's really cool. So, man, we are on mission still to create a church that unchurched people love to attend.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle. Kelly would like to answer your specific questions about church, leadership, and creativity in an upcoming podcast. You can send your questions to leadership@myvictory.ca. If you've been enjoying this podcast, a simple thing you can do is rate it, review it, and share it. It's a great way for you to help us equip more and more people who will build great soul-winning churches. Thank you again for joining us on the Inside My Victory podcast.